So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. Can we pick him out? You know, at Dom Giordano Day this year, who was one of the persons of the year? Fred Heron, who journeyed all the way down the Mulligans. Didn't need much prodding. The guy was the life of the party there. As we celebrated with him, and now the big moment, he has won in court, if you're just joining us, out there in Bucks County. And here's why this is important. Bucks County is the last remaining vestige of sanity in the suburbs. Delaware County, they're hiding right now, those progressives. Another massive tax raise, it's predicted, after raising it 23% last year. Monco's Little Philadelphia, you know that. Horsey country's gone nuts out there in Chester County. So we're left with Bucks County. That's where the big race is. Heron for sheriff, Shorn for DA. If those two win, we're putting that stamp on it that there's still a degree of sanity in the suburbs. And that's all that this is. It's limited. It's protecting lives, protecting people. I could just see, because I think Bucks County is one of the epicenters of the No Kings nonsense, Doylestown and the like this weekend. I can just see them now, the frothing. Diane Marseglia, Scott Presler there yesterday. All right. You can hit us, and I'll let you know if there's a celebration. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but I feel like doing it again. My bartending skills feel like they're getting better. You know, they don't have to pour out the beer every time. One out of two, I had a beer that I was able to pour. It was a very tiny area. Very tiny.
Shooting 50% in any sport.
There you go. That's
a win.
Right. That's right. Exactly. And some guy actually came up and wanted a mixed drink. Can you imagine having me do a mixed drink there? What the hell I might do?
Maybe a little bit of an overpour.
I'll pour a little bit of wine. Yeah, remember that gave us the side question, the tequila line, the Mendoza line. Lines.
Great one.
Yeah, that was a great one. Okay, our buddy Evan Baquetto is the ambassador of the Philadelphia Young Republicans. I think they sent him to the suburbs now, which used to be they would send people into the city to find Republicans. And I love these guys over at the Young Republicans. I saw him recently at the 1492 event, and I asked him to come on. The board of directors has released a statement about the Young Republicans caught on this group chat saying racist and other vile things and what should happen to them. And I think that's fair, but there's a pivot point here. Democrats gone wild over this and saying, yeah, that's what Republicans do in their spare time. What about the group chats with the guy running for attorney general in Virginia? Dead babies in the arms of the mom and all. So I'm all on board. Now, J.D. Vance has jumped in and said, if you criticize these young Republicans, you're clutching your pearls, essentially. I hate that expression. You may see it that way. I would acknowledge this, then go on the attack against the attorney general. Let's go to Evan and see what the young Republicans in Philadelphia have to say about this. Evan, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Dom. Thank you for having me on the show. How are you today?
Very, very good. All right. So immediately, it seems like the National Board of Directors have talked about being appalled, et cetera. Have we gotten a statement from the Philadelphia Young Republicans yet?
Yeah. So the Philadelphia Young Republicans and the Pennsylvania Young Republicans, as well as myself, are all outraged by this text message thread. And I am, and with these groups, we're calling for the resignations of these individuals, Peter Junta and the other individuals on the text message from our ranks. In our opinion, just as we call out disgusting, anti-Semitic, racist, and or violent rhetoric that we're hearing on the left, we also have to call it out within our own party. Because we cannot continue forward in a manner that President Trump has dictated and has won elections on by growing our vote with populations all across the American citizenry if we're saying these terrible things. And Dom, just as a little background, because I know it's a news story in the news, the Young Republicans all gathered in Nashville in July of this year, and that's when we voted in the new chairman of the National Young Republican Organization. So the race was this Peter Junta versus an individual named Hayden Padgett. And the Philadelphia Young Republicans and the Pennsylvania Young Republicans both endorsed and voted for Hayden Padgett, who ultimately prevailed and won the race to become the new chairman. So we feel not only outraged by the racist and anti-Semitic comments in the text message thread towards these different groups, but also outraged about the violent stuff he's saying about people who would oppose him in that vote. And we just cannot have it within our party. We cannot have it in cities that we are trying to regain a footing as Republicans. Take Philadelphia, for example. We lost the city council races. Well, how are we going to get more votes if we are alienating individuals who have the same values as us, who believe in the American Constitution, who believe mm-hmm. in individualism and capitalism and a merit-based society? We can't push people outside of our party for skin color or religious differences. That's crazy.
Absolutely. Now, that's why I have to say, and you can say it in any capacity, that J.D. Vance is off in this. I get what he's saying. Why, and I hate it that he's saying, young people or kids here. Look, this one guy could have been your national president. We need somebody who has no background like this, because we know the media, how biased, intolerant it is. How hard it is. You and I have talked on the air and off about the double standards here in Philadelphia. But that's the game we're in, and we're in it to win it. And Trump has broken through with Latinos, particularly in African-American, in some sectors that we can capitalize on now. And again, just pivoting to the Virginia guys, not enough. We got to go after our own and then pivot to say, okay, we've stuck up on this. What about this guy running in Virginia? He's running for attorney general. He's not in his 20s. He's in his 30s, at least. And he ought to be called out and said to stand down and drop out of the race.
And I understand that the attorney general candidate in Virginia has said disgusting things in these text messages. And I'm condemning that, too. He needs to drop out. He needs to, resign from that candidacy. And I just feel, as you said, we've made historic gains with Latinos,
exactly.
African-Americans. If you follow the Republican Jewish Coalition, they're reporting that 48% of Jewish individuals in the state of Pennsylvania voted Republican. It's a historic high. We need to welcome everybody into our party.
So what we're saying, what you guys are doing, this is an opportunity rather than a crisis. It's an opportunity to reaffirm that. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yes, sir. We have to reaffirm that, you know, the Republican Party is for all. The rising tide will lift everyone's boat. But if we do not win elections, and if we don't condemn this type of racism and anti-Semitism and also violent rhetoric against other Republicans who don't support you in a race, then we will never win an election, and that tide will not rise.
Absolutely.
All the boats will not go up together. We will not continue this right. American experiment.
Evan, let me ask you a practical question here, too. These guys are younger than you. You're young Republicans, you and your colleague and all. So they've grown up more in this era of these things are going to surface ultimately, these chats, et cetera. What the heck are you thinking where you're trying to be in a position of authority? You wanted to be the head of the young Republicans, as you said. We know the media bias against you. What in the world has you still engage in this stuff?
Well, I would argue that they were not thinking.
Yeah.
They're simply being, you know, a-holes, for lack of a better word. And, you know, they're not going to be able to work in politics anymore. Up and down the Republican spectrum, they're all being fired from their jobs, whether they're
right.
legislative aides, they're being called to resign, one's a state senator. They're not going to be included in our party anymore if this is their rhetoric and this is how they treat people who are coming into our party.
Exactly.
So
What's the website for Philadelphia Young Republicans, Evan? Where do they go?
On social media, Philly YRs. You can find us there. You can find our statements. We're having upcoming events all the time where we welcome everybody, regardless of your religion or your skin color, to come to our events. If you don't agree with us as Republicans and you're a Democrat and you just want to have a debate with common sense people, we welcome you to come. We want everyone who believes in America, believes in capitalism and meritocracy, to please come to our events and to please get involved.
Absolutely. Evan, thank you. Thanks for coming on today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Evan Baketo here, Young Republicans of Philadelphia, and I think that was exactly the right stance, and I think J.D. Vance miscued a bit here. I get it. We get the media bias. We get what's going on in Virginia. Call out these guys, because this would be ever-ending with the media, and then pivot quickly toward the guy in Virginia. That's the way to do it. All right, the big news, though, I am thrilled with this. Fred Herron is doing unbelievable stuff over in Bucks County to enhance the community, keep people safe. We're kind of jammed up today. I wanted to give full time to him tomorrow. We should have him on tomorrow to talk about this. And I think in Bucks County, the weekly commissioners meeting's probably on Thursday. So by then, we might have Diane Merseglia, you know, five-alarm fire. And will this play out in the upcoming election? Yes. And the courts have said this is lawful. What in the world? Molly Zimmelong put it best. He works on all these cases where they go after cops. In what universe would you go after the cops, the sheriff, and ICE in a suburban community, Bucks County? Well, it's the capital of these mamas, these indivisible types, etc. Springfield, over in Montgomery County. I was shocked. The guy that at least was the head of the town council there is the son of a noted, high-up Philadelphia cop. You know, I went over there several times. We had back and forth around this with what they were not allowing the cops to do with the thin blue line. It's because they're under siege. They're under fire all over the place. And it could be anywhere, even in the suburbs, cop hatred. That's what this is. And, of course, you mix in Trump hatred with this. And all that it's going to happen here, you heard Wally Zimmelong, this is limited but effective to stop people who might murder people in Bucks County, like Lake and Riley. That's what's at stake here. How could you be on the other side? Well, they're the other side because they are. Because they have some perverted sense of the constitutional rights, which are non-existent almost, of those that are here illegally and already criminals that might commit more criminal acts. The Constitution is not a suicide pact. That's what they would have you believe, if they know enough about it. All right, 855-839-1210. You can get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push pound 1210. What welcome news today. Coming up, we'll take some more of your calls. All-time mascot coming off hip-hop. Basketball mascots are hard. Henry, what would you say the number one basketball mascot is in pro sports? I don't know if there is one.
In pro sports?
Pro sports. I don't know.
I'd still have to side with the Fanatic.
Fanatic.
He set basketball. The standard.
Basketball.
You said all sports.
No, I thought I said basketball. Pro sports, yeah.
Pro sports?
Yeah, basketball.
The Phoenix Suns Gorilla?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. I mean, he gets on the trampoline, does the cool dunks.
Okay.
Is this still the mascot?
Fanatic is overwhelming, and hip-hop, off the trampoline, gets up pretty high, pretty dangerous stuff they do at Sixers games.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And then there's Gritty, who's notorious, at least, with the Flyers. But we're looking for the food mascots or the outside the box, like Uncle Sam was a good one. All right. Thank you, Fred Heron. Thank you, Wally Zimalong. More on that, but your calls on it, too. And we're going to talk, and it's kind of apropos of the same thing, with a great group, the Termini Brothers. All time. I'll find out if cannoli is really the signature there or not. I think it is. At least it's my signature. They do great work where they are in South Philly. The dad dies. They're trying to keep the same values, which are timeless, for that bakery. And they're vandalized unbelievably. Just these guys running around with their little Antifa black outfits on, whoever they are. They'll be with us here briefly, but we're going to talk with Tiffany Justice, too, at 2:15, former founder of Moms for Liberty, on this huge survey indicating that the whole trans phenomena, as far as kids identifying with it, is going down rapidly. And the theory is because it was just trendy. A lot of fire. Going to add that. You know that. All right. Get in right now at 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, time to hear Dano's show. So big story here, I think. We live here locally, not just national stories, is that Fred Heron has won the right to protect citizens in Bucks County. That's the bottom line on it. And I'm looking at this story that just surfaced. A Halloween display outside a Richland Township home is drawing attention for its reference to immigration arrest. A resident put a skeleton in his sombrero with its writs zip-tied in the front yard. A second skeleton beside it wears a baseball cap and a black utility vest that resembles garb worn by ICE. all of the skeletons are loosely tied on rope, swaying in the wind. A TikTok user said, this is the type of stuff that my neighbors do out in Pennsylvania. And we are really stooping to this. The homeowner said her husband put up the display because they're full-fledged Republicans and they're fired up about what's going on in the country. Oh, man. These Halloween displays are the thing that always are on the boundaries here. But I am so happy that we are safer or will be safer in Bucks County now, thanks to Fred Herron. By the way, coming up, we're going to talk with the Termini brothers, Philadelphia Institution. When I saw that Action News led with it last night, with all that's going on, that tells you something. We'll explain coming up. Let me go to Jesse and Drexel Hill on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Jesse. Afternoon.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
Listen, my mascot is one that nobody's ever seen.
Okay.
And yet he's supposed to come around another couple of weeks. Little Linus will be waiting in that pumpkin patch all full of optimism, telling his friends he's going to appear. And once again, I think this year he's going to be a no-show. That's a damn great pumpkin.
All right. That's a good one. Yeah, that is a very prominent one. That is outside the box also. Okay.
The trick-or-treating in that Charlie Brown special still cracks me.
Now, this,
I got a rock.
Yeah, this this display that I put up, with all deference to the homeowners, I get it. They have the right to do it. Do I think this display is helpful? I get they're happy that immigration laws are being enforced. No, I don't. And again, my show, my ethos always comes back to one thing, winning. That's what I care about. Winning, winning with principle, but winning. You got to win. And what we saw in court today around this decision is a winner. Are people in Bucks County really going to say, no, I can't vote for Fred Herron because he's going to keep us safer and his opponent doesn't want to do that? Are they going to say the same thing with Jen Shoren, who wants to keep you safe in Bucks County and the opponent does not? Or you could argue at least as much. By the way, Henry, I don't know if you're in on this. His office, the guy running against Jen Shoren, said be happy to do a debate. She told me several times she would.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah.
She said to do it here, too, right?
Well, that's, of course,
all right.
Right here in studio. So we'll ask them again if they want to do that. No holds barred on what is public safety in the suburbs. I know Shoren's position. I think her opponent is a lot weaker. He ran in the Democrat primary against Larry Krasner way back when Krasner first ran. And I think he would be against. See, this court case is a tell. Rather than all these vague stuff, yay or nay, do you want Fred Herron to keep you safer by detaining people that have an ICE detainer against him? Or do you want to cite as Houlihan and Scanlon and all these others some nonsense they say is constitutional? And Mikey Sherrill over in Jersey. She doesn't want to keep people safe. She voted again. Well, first time, she didn't show up and vote on Lake and Riley. Thought she'd get out. That's even worse. Then she voted against it. She's got her own baggage. Can't walk in graduation. Now the Chinese money in her campaign, 65 grand. She's being sued now. The spurious charges of killing people by opioids. On Jack Cettarelli, the guy's walking around with meatballs. What's the opioid thing here? Oh, his publishing house was telling people bad information. That's why they took fentanyl. She's going to lose on this. Even though with a public figure, it's hard to get a defamation thing going. Let's go to Joe in South Philly on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Hi, Joe.
I do not believe that this woman committed suicide. And I will tell you why. You know that the police keep statistics on everything. And they also do it with suicide.
Right.
Now, men jump in front of the subway. Men put a gun in their mouth. Women, pills and alcohol, they lay down, they go to sleep, and that's it. They don't stab themselves. They don't do that.
Joe, that's what I said to the attorney, and he agreed. You're exactly right. Commonsensically, this would be incredibly rare. And by the way, you don't continue to stab yourself after your heart stops.
This is correct. Now, this medical examiner, very clever with the use of language, no sign of foul play.
Right.
That does not mean there wasn't foul play.
Exactly.
It just means there's no sign of it.
Thank you, Joe. Well put. All right, coming up, Philadelphia Institution, Joe Termini, Vincent Termini Jr. Their dad passed away recently. If you're from South Philly, as I am, or anywhere in the area, you know that. I'll find out. I think I asked them once. I think they said can always have the signature. But the world changes. You know, maybe not. Mine would be the chocolate, although the vanilla, I don't know. Got to get them both in one. That's what you have to do. All right. And they were leading Action News last night. Roe and I both saw it, in that there was massive vandalism at their main store in South Philly. And we're going to see what the city does about it. I just thought it was a story that hit home. We'll take your calls, too, coming up. All-time mascot, hip-hop, coming back for the Sixers. Thrilled that Fred Heron is one here. Henry's working to get him set up for tomorrow because we're kind of jammed up today. And we'll go through it with him, what this means for people out in Bucks County. And again, I am celebrating this. It is common sense. And it tells us that at least one suburban county has not lost their mind. That's how I would put it. It's the good news. There's still some sanity there. 855-839-1210. Hey, let's talk for a moment, though. Are you feeling run down? Skip the quick fixes that wear off fast. Feel your day the natural way with Rescue Orasine. This unique supplement works at the cellular level to help your body produce steady, lasting energy so you can power through work, family, and whatever life brings. Plus, it supports a healthy heart and blood pressure, giving you daily support to feel your best. Right now, you can get a special buy one, get one free deal. Just use that code MYENERGY when you order Rescue Orasine today. Call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. You'll speak with a friendly Rescue product consultant or visit res-q.com. Enter that code MYENERGY at checkout. Don't miss out. Double up on your daily energy support with this limited-time offer. Rescue Orasine, lasting energy naturally. Go and get it now at res-q.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It is Dom time. Welcome in. And they are a Philadelphia institution, not just South Philly, all over the place. Termini's here. And when they led off Action News last night, I didn't know until then. I don't think I had heard it, the passing of their dad. Joining us, Dom Giordano Show, Joe and Vincent Termini. Hi, guys. Welcome to Talk Radio 1210. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
Well, I think I had you guys on. It's been quite a while ago, and it was cannoli related, some controversy, something. So where else would I go? But our condolences and Action News last night, Joe and Vincent, talked about the fact that you guys want to continue for decades more the values and traditions of your father. What is it that makes Termini value-driven? What was it? What's the driving, the mission there?
Well, you know, Dom, it's just a beautiful American story, and it's a beautiful Philadelphia story. And, you know, for over 100 years, we've developed this love affair with the city where, you know, we're one. It's just tremendous responsibility, but it's one that my brother and I, you know, hold very close to our heart, and my grandfather and father before us also felt very strongly about, in that, you know, this is Philadelphia. This is what it is. And you have to make sure, you know, that you uphold the standards and traditions that, you know, people have just flocked to in the Philadelphia area, good times and in bad. You know, Termini Brothers has always been a staple, and, you know, that tradition needs to continue.
The other brother, because I'm not sure if Joe or Vincent talking here, I apologize. The tradition, et cetera, is amazing. So you guys, as I understand it, in the report last night, keep your lights on, which is, you know, I'm a big light turner off, always with that with my wife. That was our worst fight being married, the lights off. That's a lot of lighting going on there. So you would think the property be safe. You're trying to keep the neighborhood safe. What happened? The vandalism looked to be pretty extensive.
Dom, this is Vince Termini, Jr.
Yes, Vince.
So, yeah, we do have lights. We can't have enough lights. If you drive down South 8th Street on the 1500 block, it looks like, you know, it looks like a stadium. We actually had neighbors actually complain that the lights were too bright, and their nighttime lights on their porches were not going on because our lights were so bright and they were shining through their bedrooms. But, you know, we did that as a deterrent, and we did that to for the security and the safety of our neighborhood and our business. And guess what? It just some people out there just do not care. They don't care if they're on camera. They don't care if they're seen. It's like there's no ramifications. And that's a little alarming, you know?
Yeah. I mean, these guys prowling all over it, some of them on the roof, some of them dressed with a black hoodie and all the rest. I share that with you guys because, again, this is a foundational place in Philadelphia. It's where I grew up, South Philly, where people, you know, monitor this stuff. So I guess the question, Joe, is what's the city doing about this? Are you satisfied after leading Action News last night with all that's going on? Do you have leads? What's happening with this?
Well, yeah, Dom. And, you know, I think what the attention is coming from is that, you know, the very fabric of our neighborhoods, in my opinion, is it feels like it's being torn apart. You know, there's
right.
Termini Brothers has always been that standard, you know, in the neighborhood, especially, you know, it's always been that iconic. No matter how bad things get, Termini Brothers always takes care of their property, and it's a symbol of the neighborhood. And to have somebody do that, you know, it's really gut wrenching. And you know, I think that's why it drew so much attention from the news. In terms of the city, you know, Clip was out this morning and they removed the graffiti. And of course, you know, our beloved police officers, every one of them, you know, there was a huge showing from them in terms of, you know, we're going to get these guys. And I really feel bad for them because in many ways, I think they're handcuffed, you know. And I asked one of the detectives what could come from this once they get caught. And he said, you know, we'll probably get a citation and probation. And, I mean, you and I both know, and everybody, all your listeners know as well, that's not going to be enough of a deterrent. You know, back in the day, you wouldn't have to worry about stuff like that. The guys in the corner, you know, they would have probably seen those guys on the roof and then twisted them into a pretzel. And I think we need a little bit more of that, to be honest with you.
No, a citation, something this public, because you guys are on it. This is a landmark. Again, it's awful if it happens in some lot where there's no lighting or whatever. When you go down Broadway in our South Philly, you guys are mine, and you hit in this manner, having to know there's all kinds of cameras, there's lighting like Stalag 17, it's sending a message in the city this ought to be a group that is made an example of so that others hopefully will be deterred a bit if it's a little citation in some back order. I mean, Action News, guys, you know, you're not in that business, but you're public, led with this last night. And I think they're sensing the same thing that I'm sensing and you are.
Yes, I would agree with you.
So, again, keep us in the loop on this. And, all right, the age-old question, Joe first. Is the cannoli the signature at Termini Brothers?
Always has been, always will be, Dom.
Thank God. The world is safe. Vince, do you agree with that, or do you have another contender?
I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that. And we disagree on a lot, my brother and I. We agree on a lot, disagree on a lot. The family business.
Right.
I can't argue with that one.
And which is the winner? Is it vanilla? Is it some exotic flavor? Is it chocolate?
That's the ricotta cheese.
Yes.
By far. That's the staple. Nobody leaves here without a ricotta cheese cannoli. Fresh filled, of course.
Absolutely. We'll have to stop by and say hello. And Termini's down there on A Street, but the one is over at Chickie and Pete's, too, right? There's one there?
Yes, we have five locations. The Reading Terminal Market. You can't forget the Reading Terminal Market. Okay. You want to talk about iconic Philadelphia institutions.
Well, guys, you have our number here, too. Would you please let us know as it continues and if you're satisfied with what happens? Because I hope it doesn't get buried. It's a story that is, you know, where we are in the city right now, and more has to be made of this.
The people made something of it. You know, they turned that volume up when that story came on because it hits close to home, you know.
Exactly. Guys, thank you. Our condolences, too. And I like what you said. Decades more. We have to keep it going.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Joe and Vincent Termini and Vince Termini Jr. here. All right. You see these idiots, and you heard what they said. I mean, they were being diplomatic a bit. It's why the Wawas of the world and others leave the city. You know, he said ricotta. Mine is, I got to say the chocolate, but I'm open to a tasting contest here. You guys have a favorite? Henry, take the gun or take the cannoli?
Taking the cannoli.
Okay. That's one of the top five lines from Godfather. And you, Andrew, do you have a favorite?
I love cannolis.
Yeah, but I mean, favorite flavor?
The vanilla with the chocolate chips inside, like the mini chocolate chips. My wife can't eat enough of them.
Oh yeah.
And I can't really.
Yeah.
I have little self-control when it comes to this.
Hard to beat Termini's Brothers. But, you know, the lighting is unbelievable. You already said, he didn't say Larry Krasner. I'll put that in. Citation, slap on the wrist. Don't do it again, kid. Go bother somebody else not as prominent. A good news judgment by Action News to lead with that last night, given all that's gone on. It is something broader than just a bakery, you know, much broader. And when institutions like that are attacked in this cavalier manner, it's the mobs running the city. This is Krasner land. Again, that's the way that I see it. Judge Dugan, get over there, buy a bunch of cannolis and make that point. All right, phone lines. Our 855-839-1210. Coming to you on a great side question today. Hip-hop is back. All-time mascot / food mascot, if you have one. Fred Heron, with one big story here. We won, thanks to Wally Zimbalong and Fred, over in Bucks County. Sanity, for once in the suburbs. Coming up at 2:15, we'll talk with one of the founders of Moms for Liberty, Tiffany Justice. Her thoughts on this unbelievable survey coming out of Great Britain, claiming that the non-binary trans issues or people identifying or thinking they are on a steep decline just over the last couple of years. One of the reasons, they say, mental health has been restored a bit post-COVID, and the trend of this is going away a bit. Why are Children's Hospital and others then still on that bandwagon? Is it just money? Is it ideology? Why are Democrats still on it? And I'm looking in this survey, and they're under fire tremendously. The other side's not going to give up. They want to die on this hill politically. They are going to. And if they lose in Virginia, it won't be just the attorney general. It will be this issue. And I think Jack Cetarelli's made that point with Mikey Sherrill. I would make it even more. And you know my theory is, it's sports. It's seeing, I don't know that they've done enough in-depth stuff on this showing exactly what happens with young women around this. I'd have them out there. People resent this, even in Jersey, big time. And it's people that don't follow politics that much. By the way, the big thing in Jersey right now, will Trump voters come out because Trump's not on the ballot in Jersey? How many different ways can we explain to you if you're a Trump voter and think, eh, I only vote when Trump's there? You're not going to have Trump doing stuff in the second term unless we win the Congress. And one of the ways to win the Congress is to win in Jersey. You win in Jersey and, oh my God, if we win in Virginia, that becomes a narrative. That becomes a meme. That becomes what people are talking about as we head into the midterms. It's the way that it works. It'll be the talking point until after the new year, at least. Plus, if you're in Jersey, it's going to be sanity restored. All right, 855. By the way, is Phil Murphy back yet from his Italian villa? We don't know if the big guy's back. You know, we don't know if he needs a haircut. He might come back for that.
He's got senioritis. He's not.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He does have senioritis. I mean, what would it have taken? A typhoon hitting Trenton directly for him to come back? My God, what a loser. God, yeah, senioritis. That's what he has. We're off to the next gig. What will he be in the next Democrat administration? Secretary of State, Secretary of Hair, Secretary of Dentures? 855-839-1210. You can get in. Coming to more calls. Hey, let's talk about my friend and board-certified prostatectomist, my dentist, my guy, Dr. Robert Bentz. Exciting news over at Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz and his wife, Dr. Cooley Bentz, are thrilled to announce a new prostatectomist to the team, their daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz. Now, Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. It's really helped convince me with a number of things, the water pick, the electric toothbrush, etc., to enhance my oral health. You can get on that same road to great dental health and the smile, too, that you've always wanted. Just call and schedule your appointment now, 610-272-6949. Maybe you haven't been to the dentist in a while. Several people I was talking to the other day that are kind of dental phobic have taken my message, gone back, and seen the treatment that they can get, and they're now not afraid of the dentist. 610-272-6949 or visit Bentz, B-E-N-T-Z, dentalgroup.com, BentzDentalGroup.com. Okay, it is Dom time. Big 2 o'clock hour, Dom's Money Melody, Tiffany Justice, Moms for Liberty, that still have that ongoing thing in the schools around bathrooms and the trans issue with this big trans study out. And Ketanji Brown, Supreme Court Justice, likening these gerrymandered districts for racial, so-called racial equity, which Supreme Court, I think, is going to get rid of, to the disabled before we had the Americans with Disabilities Act so they could get into buildings. Wow. Every time that judge is doing the oral remarks, there is a good deal of trouble. She's the one who couldn't identify what a woman was. The Earl of Tacconi, though, next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Earl, what do you have today? Hi.
Let me get off the Bluetooth so you can hear me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to take issue with Dave from Somerset by saying that I'm a nice guy.
Okay.
If you let me sing the song that I just wrote by about Alec Baldwin, that'll prove that I'm not a nice guy.
All right. Well, a little bit jammed up. We'll use that. It's going to be out there in the next couple of days.
No,
yeah.
No problem. So my answer is going to be...
Whoops.
Hello?
That's my fault. That's my fault, Earl. Just call us back, Earl. We'll get your answer. I apologize. I just was moving a paper there and hit something. Let's put Earl back at the top as soon as he calls in. Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert.
Hey, Dom Henry. Good to talk to you guys today. Dom, do you make a Singapore sling when you're bartending?
I will learn it. If you were asking for it, I will definitely do it. Yes.
Great drink. But I will be there the next time, and I hope there's a football. I know I can throw 40 yards, but more importantly, I have really good hands, and I will not need Stickum or my chest to catch Henry's throw.
All right. My well, kind of receiver. You know, we're going to show in the 2 o'clock hour the quarterback for Tampa, Baker Mayfield, got into this football contest in disguise with people trying to throw 40 yards. Oh, my God. You have to see this one guy. And he threw it, what, 50 in the air?
Yeah, easy.
So 50, yeah, but 50 in the air, now that I think about it, looks pretty good. It looks pretty far.
Well, I have to keep up with my three sons, so I've been able to keep my arm in pretty decent shape. But you were mentioning about the midterms, things that are important for the midterms. And there's something that people aren't thinking about right now. But how's it going to look, and how much is it going to pain these people when they have to give Trump the Nobel Peace Prize next year? Now, I understand he didn't get it this year because they had to vote back in February.
Yes.
Okay? But when you fix longstanding conflicts between India and Pakistan, Kosovo and Serbia, Congo and Rwanda, Ethiopia and Egypt, I mean, it just goes on. A guy's like 7 wars already. And he's bringing about possibly the most momentous peace deal in our history. And they're going to have to give it to him next year. And they're probably going to say, wow, we wish we gave it to him last year.
Yeah, because there'll be more pressure. You're exactly right. Because he's not going to let up on this. This is a prize that he really wants, a Nobel Prize, without a doubt.
And for my side answer, the Cheetos company had a mascot that was a mouse from 71 to the early 80s, and they decided that they needed to revamp that boring mascot, so they came up with Chester Cheetah, who was probably the coolest guy in the room, and he kind of like, I used to enjoy watching his commercials because he's always going to say something cool at the end, so I'm going to go with Chester Cheetah, but I just think that there's a lot of mascots out there that haven't been named yet, old, great, classic ones. I'll go with Chester Cheeto, and I ain't looking back. You guys have yourselves a wonderful day today, all right?
Thank you, Robert. And Earl, I apologize. Call back in. Lines, call back in. We'll put you to the head of the class here. Come on, I'll take you right after 2 o'clock. All right, coming up, Ketanji Brown, the Justice Supreme Court. This case the Supreme Court's looking at to take away these gerrymandered districts that were put in because of racial bias. That is going away now. It doesn't exist in this manner. If that happens, it's guesstimated Republicans would pick up 15 to 19 seats. Yeah, it's that big. So the justice likens it to disabled people. We'll play you that. That's coming up. And we have this 50-yard football throw. Henry thinks it's a little bit more, maybe, with Baker Mayfield in disguise. And some of the attempts, Henry, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
They're worse than what we had in Wildwood. They're shockingly bad. Can anybody beat Henry the next time we do it? He uses the Bridgestone ball. It's a branding thing. You can't use it. That's the...
I'd be fair with using the regular football next time. You need regulation football,
man,
still bold. 40.
All right. Now he's ready to go with this. And we'll have Johnny catch this time. Or I'll go out there and catch and drop it. Who knows? All right, big 2 o'clock hour, Money Melody, everything else. The trans story is huge. And if you're joining us, Fred Herron has won a good battle in court to protect the citizens of Bucks County. Dom Giordano, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.